Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Mike Jensen is here from WGN TV, meteorologist extraordinaire who's doing nothing these days. This must be like the busiest time ever for you. And, you know, everyone is talking appropriately about Chicago, and we will. But I understand the situation is way different in Michigan as well as Indiana. Is that true, Mike?
So in southwest Michigan, while the snow has turned off over here, they continue to get the snow over there. And you don't have to actually go very far away from Chicago. You zip around the south side of the lake. You try to head down 80-94, and you get over into Porter County, Indiana, you know, northeast of Valparaiso. And blizzard warning what continues there until 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. LaPorte County, the same thing. Michigan City, just a mess. And even if you were just over in northwest Indiana, say I-65, close to where it runs into 90, there were some issues I was seeing there with the roadways. These north-south roads, especially you get out in more of the wide open areas with these strong winds that continue, you know, gusting upwards of 40, 45 miles per hour this morning, they're just causing all types of problems. And with as cold as it is, I mean, our temperatures across the region are basically running between 3 and 8 degrees below zero. Those chemicals that we put out there on the roads and sidewalks and everything, they just don't work very well. So it is just an absolute mess in a lot of spots. And folks from, you know, so many jurisdictions, NDOT, IDOT, they're all asking, you know, if you don't have a reason to go out there, if it's not absolutely necessary, don't go out there. Trying to eliminate to having a lot of people out on the road, because the more and more people get out there, the more opportunities there is to run into more problems.
Yeah, indeed. Now, in Chicago, how much snow did we officially get? Where I live in Lakeview, it was maybe about 2 inches. It wasn't maybe 2.5, but no more than that. How about officially for the city?
Last we checked was 1.3 at O'Hare. That was at midnight, and that would have been your official total for the city. The fun part was going into this was, okay, how are we going to get an accurate measurement? You try and run out there as soon as it hits the ground, basically, before it blows all over the place. And that has been the interesting thing as well. As I was going into work this morning around 2 o'clock, and, you know, you only had, you know, say there was only 2 inches of snow on the ground. It sure did seem like a whole lot more than that, because the crews that were out there trying to move this snow with some of their plows and everything, you'd watch them go across the parking lot somewhere, and they'd push the snow, and if they were going too fast, they pushed it in the air, blew around, and a lot of it fell back on the ground behind them, and where they're putting down the salt and stuff, it's just not working all that great. So not a ton of snow. I mean, it did, even from what it looked like we were going to get in our forecast yesterday morning, we fell below those numbers, but certainly didn't fall you know, out of what we thought when it came to the temperatures. But when it started to crash, it did it in a heartbeat. When you were talking about being 33 degrees yesterday morning at 5 p.m., or yesterday at 5 p.m., or 5 a.m., excuse me, by the time you rolled around to 5 p.m., and it was already down to 7. And so it just crashed. And here we are now, stuck with what we have here today, which is just brutally cold out there.
Yeah, and indeed it is. But there's good news coming, I think, isn't there?
There is some good news coming. You know, we're going to spend the holiday weekend shivering. But had jumped ahead in our 7-day forecast, it even ran on the air this morning, and I had a high forecast at 47 degrees for Thursday. So if you take that air temperature of 47 and you look at our wind chills this morning that were down, you know, around 40 degrees below zero, you know, roughly 85 or 90 degree difference.
Wow.
From what you're going to, you know, do feel like temperature. So
it'll be like traveling to Florida.
Exactly. We just have to wait patiently for it. Anytime you can get in the upper 40s or flirt with 50 as you head into the last week of December, I'll take it.
Oh, you know. Yeah, that's just one less day that we have to worry about it being 100 below zero. So we had less snow than some predicted. If we had more snow, people would have been mad at you. So are people stopping you on the street and hugging you, thanking you for less snow?
Well, the good news is we're all bundled up so much that even if somebody did see me, they wouldn't recognize me anyway because it's a scarf and you put it over your nose and you pull the cap down over your face and all you have is just, you know, a little bit of your eyeballs out. No, people on social media and you'll get emails or whatever. Some people will say, oh, you predicted this, predicted that. Somebody had brought up that early in the week that there was 18 inches forecast. And I calmly, you know, nicely replied and said, you never heard those numbers come out of my mouth. I never posted those out there. And there were. Obviously, there were some forecast models that had, even on Monday or Tuesday, had been putting out numbers that were mind-boggling. It was 18, 20 inches, and over the weekend, that was the same thing.
There was that said
way too much, and people were poking their head in the weather office over the weekend saying, I heard we're going to get 20 inches of snow. And I said, well, think about this. That'd be a record-breaking snow for the city. And so I know I'm not going to jump on those numbers. Whenever you start talking about record-breaking anything, whether it's a temperature, rainfall or snow, you better be really confident in that before you start actually going with those numbers. And I didn't run my first snowfall forecast numbers until yesterday morning, because until you're 48 hours out or thereabouts, you lack the confidence in the computer models. Now, mind you, there were some people upset saying it was overdone, but nobody is jumping out there saying, well, you said it was going to be this cold. Well, guess what? It is that cold.
And we're all dealing with
that. That was always the thing we were most confident with, or at least I was anyway, was, yes, we could get X amount of snow, but there's some question marks there. In terms of the wind, in terms of the Arctic cold that was coming, that I felt very confident in, and I think most of us did, most of us in the weather profession. And here we are. We're just, everybody gets out of their car. They run into where they want it and where they need to get to. And it's vice versa. You get out to your vehicle and you're just, all right, warm up, and trying to go about your business as best as you can.
Mike, I've got to go here to hit some commercials and some things we got to do in radio. But a quick question for you that someone did ask. Quick, when does the wind let up?
Sunday.
All right. Very good. Mike Jensen, WGN-TV, thank you so much for joining us.
All right. Have a good day and stay warm.